This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. An update on a race that is still too close to call. Republican Gabe Evans took his first lead in the race for Congressional District 8 on Friday night. The district represents northern Metro Denver all the way up past Greeley. Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo had held a tight lead since Tuesday's night election. The race remains within a point and it is still too close to call. Evans is now up by just about 2,500 votes. Colorado will have a new Senate president and other Democratic leaders in that chamber for the upcoming legislative session. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Democratic Senator James Coleman will lead the Senate next year. Coleman is from Denver and previously served as Senate President pro tem. After his selection, he told his colleagues he's come a long way to this position.
My yearbook did not say that I would ever run for office. I can't tell you what it said because it'd probably be inappropriate, but I was most likely to not be here. Because of so many people, I've been blessed to learn and grow and develop into a leader.
House Democrats meet Monday and are expected to reelect their top leadership. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Denver's affordable housing ballot question does look to be falling short of passing with only about 49% of the vote. It's still too close to call as the ballots are still being tallied in that race as well. At last count, the measure was just a little over 6,000 votes short. Denverites voted on the proposed sales tax increase to help fund and maintain affordable housing. This is CPR News and KRCC.